This podcast is brought to you by Voice and Vision, bringing help, hope, and healing to individuals, families, and communities affected by mental illness, addictions, and disabilities in southeastern Pennsylvania. Financial support for this podcast is provided by a Veterans Trust Fund grant from the Pennsylvania Department of Military and Veterans Affairs.
Welcome to Untold Valor, a podcast with a unique focus on veterans, featuring stories of courage, recovery, perseverance, and strength. Listen to hear veterans share their perspectives on what it's like to battle mental health challenges, combat addictions, and overcome other adversities unique to those who have served.
Welcome into another episode of Untold Valor. We are joined this week on the podcast with Daryl Howell, retired Navy veteran, who's going to share his story with us and his time in the service. Daryl, welcome in. Thanks for being here.
Well, thanks so much for having me, Mark.
Absolutely. So let's kick it off. I already shared you're a retired Navy veteran, but tell me a little bit about your time in the service. When did you join? Why did you join?
Okay, great question. The Navy provided me with a full scholarship for college, and my agreement with them was to provide at least 4 years of service as an officer once I graduated. My plan was to stay 4 years. I stayed 30.
Wow. So what was your main focus? What was your career path? What were you involved in?
Great question. So my main focus was a surface warfare officer. So, I used to drive the big ships around. and on those ships, you do a number of jobs. I was a communications officer, engineering officer. I did missile defense. And then I came off active duty after about 8 years and went into the active reserves. So, I was living a dual life, both supporting, the Pentagon, Office of, the CNO, but also being operational at the tip of the spear. So I got recalled a couple of times. I've been deployed to Africa. I've done a lot of assessments on ships. So that's a long answer to your question. I've done a number of things in the Navy.
Oh, no, that's a great answer, though. So you've obviously spent a lot of time. You've spent your whole life in the Navy, and you've had many different roles. And it's challenging, right? I mean, one of the things that a lot of our veterans face and when you spend so much time in is time away from family and the changes it has that it affects your life, the way it affects your life. What are some of the challenges that you experienced in that regard and some of the lessons that you've learned that I know we're going to talk a little bit about. You and I were chatting before we got started on the podcast that you've been doing a role in really kind of helping talking with other, sailors all throughout your career.
I'll start early in my career with the challenges. Every service member will probably argue that their service is the hardest.
Sure.
And
their branch is the best.
I would put the Navy right up there at the top just because the weight that we carry and the length of time that we spend away from home, it was tremendous. Routinely, you can plan on being gone 6 months out of the year. In peacetime, nothing going on.
Right.
But when things happen, very early in my marriage and my career, I was gone 9-10 months out of the year. And that puts a mental strain on, that put a mental strain on me personally, put a strain on my marriage, put a strain on my kids. I was not there when my daughter was born. So it's a lot. And then in terms of, as I continued to move up the ranks and placed in a leadership role and in charge of sailors and their lives, we can't do our mission without the sailors. They can't do their job unless they're mentally well. And so to watch them deal with many of the pressures, it's something as a leader, it affected me greatly. And it's something that you have to manage and be proactive about.
Yeah. And often that's the struggle, right? I mean, so many of our servicemen and women, if they spend all this time away from family and they're doing all these things, they start to experience there's still life problems, right? Not only are you doing your job and doing the things that you have signed up for, but life still happens outside of there, right? And that's the struggle often is getting help and asking, say, even just having someone to talk to just to offload some of that mental stress.
Absolutely. Absolutely. The other thing, and my friends and I talk about this a lot. So when I first came in, The internet was just coming about, right? So there was no, like when you pulled away on the ship for 6 months, the only way you could communicate with your spouse or your family was through letters, or you waited until you got to home, or you pulled in somewhere.
Yeah.
And you had all, so now with this continuous connection, right? You are deployed, but still dealing with all of the pressures from back home. And I'll tell you what, having more communication, I think, even puts more of a mental stress on our soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marines.
That's interesting. So, that's a great viewpoint, actually. Yeah, as the father of a young sailor, definitely seeing some of that as well. In your time and your role, I know we chatted a little bit about, you know, I don't know if mentorship's a good word or not, but you know, just talking with and helping a lot of your sailors throughout the years. Anything that kind of stands out to you? Is that something that you kind of see as we need more of that?
Sure. So one of my last jobs was in support of, we called it the Afloat Culture Workshop.
Okay.
So I would literally go in 3 years, I went on board maybe 35 different ships all across the Navy and provided, let's call it executive coaching, both to the commanding officer and the crew. Mm-hmm. And I was amazed as I started asking questions about destructive behaviors and what's going on in sailors' personal lives, amazed at how many people came up to me afterwards and said, "Hey, Captain Howell, I'm really struggling in this area." And so, and having somebody independent that they could go to that's not in their chain of command to talk to, it was both rewarding and both scary. And so I was able to get folks some of the resources that were available. And I'll just be frank, the Navy's doing a better job today than they did 5 years ago. They are now embedding a lot of mental health counselors, you know, on board these ships. And so that's been rewarding. What used to happen, if a sailor said, "Hey, I think I'm having an issue," one of two things would happen. Mm-hmm. The commanding officer, who's not qualified to make those calls, would send them to, you know, the local hospital. And so now you lose that asset. And the crew, in many cases, would either make fun. There's like this huge stigma with people that would have real issues. And so rather than report, a lot of folks are silent and they end up suffering. And so here I come as this independent counselor on board, not counselor, that's not my title.
Right.
Independent mentor that they could safely talk to and point them in the right direction. That was rewarding.
Yeah, and that's the challenge. And I'm glad you brought up that stigma, because as we all know, right, well, no matter what branch it is, servicemen and women, sometimes they just feel as though they can't find an outlet, right? They maybe talk to their peers, right? But they have a good friend, or you know, on board the ship or wherever they might be, whatever branch they might be in, they usually have a good friend or two they talk to, but they maybe don't get the correct, I guess, help that they need, just a lot of times because they don't ask, right? It's hard to do. It's hard to overcome that part.
Right, right. No, it's very hard to overcome. It's a challenge that I'll call them, that big Navy, I don't know, has really addressed, because we don't have the manning and we don't fund and resource our assets well enough so that like if somebody's having a really bad day, you know what I mean? Or like needs a mental timeout or mm-hmm. needs to get some care. Like if I lose a person for a short amount of time, like in some cases I can't do my mission. So it really requires, I think, additional people. People are expensive, and we put too much on our sailors, and they're breaking down. So
yeah, and we've seen a lot of that over the last couple of years. Obviously, COVID. You know, my daughter was going through boot as well as A school and everything else during that period. So that certainly provided a lot of challenge for, you know, young sailors. And I think veterans of any type, you know, no matter if you serve 30 years or if you serve 3 or 3 months, sometimes, you know, mental challenges and mental hurdles are going to present themselves. And you've got to be able to find a way to talk with someone. And that's that's kind of the point of the podcast that we're doing is to try to shine some light on all different kinds of aspects of what goes on in the life of our servicemen and women.
Correct. Yep. Yeah. The other thing that the Navy's doing a better job at. So we do a lot of surveys. Every sailor is required to do 2 or 3 surveys every year. And, you know, again, part of my role with doing these cultural assessments was actually talking to folks, not asking you to fill out a survey, but talking to them and pulling strings and finding out that they are having suicidal ideations, that they are struggling with, you know, mental health. We do have there's a sexual harassment. I'll tell you about one command I went into. There was a real culture of sexual harassment that the leadership was not aware of. And sailors and civilians were having to deal with that every single day. And, you know, makes for a very toxic environment.
I certainly appreciate your time on the podcast. You know, after spending 30 years in the service and helping, any kind of message or, you know, any, you know, thoughts you'd like to share with our listeners as we wrap up this portion of the show?
Yeah. So I would say if you are at all struggling with mental health, first of all, you're not alone. And there are resources that are available. And we, as soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marines, and families, I didn't talk much about that. We should take advantage of those resources because it's a hard mission and it takes a toll on folks personally and collectively as a service. And so I would say my message is take advantage of those resources and talk to somebody.
Darrell, I like your perspective on the leadership role of dealing with sailors who are going through mental health challenges. And it's good to see that the Navy has raised awareness in those areas, because back when I was in, it wasn't talked about. It wasn't a discussion about it, but there was a need for it. So I'm so glad that they have some new resources now to be of service to the sailors and those in the military. Thank you.
Absolutely. No, thank you.
That's a great point, Reverend Ben. So, again, thanks so much, Darrell, for spending some time on the podcast with us here on Untold Valor. Thank you for your time. Thank you for your service. And we certainly appreciate you.
Thank you, Mark. Thanks, Ebony. And thanks, Reverend Ben.
You've been listening to Untold Valor by Voice and Vision. We hope you found the information and resources discussed today helpful. As always, thank you for listening and for your support. Remember to stay connected with us through our various social media platforms, including Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. Don't forget to visit the website, voiceandvisioninc.org. That's voiceandvisioninc.org, where you can sign up for our blog and find free resources and information on upcoming events, webinars, workshops, and get support. You can also access our free Help and Hope guide for individuals and families struggling with substance use and addiction. If someone you know is struggling, please reach out for help, because you and your life matter. Remember, the National Suicide and Crisis Lifeline is available to you at any time by dialing 988. We are all ambassadors of hope and recovery. And if you want to share your story, please contact us. Compere Corps is also looking for veteran mentor volunteers and veteran participants. To find out more information about Compere Corps, please call 610-541-0790. That's 610-541-0790. You can find all the links and contact information for the resources mentioned on today's episode by checking the description and the show notes section of your app. Thank you again for tuning in and for your support. Until next time, this has been Untold Valor.